We have all kinds of entertainment news to jump into the segment, so allow us to get right to it. We've talked very, very little about Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan. She's as much of a train wreck as any of them. And she was in court yesterday. She was in court yesterday for a hearing regarding a DUI charge. In New York, they call it DWI now, driving while intoxicated. So she was in court, and her lawyer, I'm glad he did this because now I fully understand. Dina Lohan was charged with DUI. It's not her fault, according to her lawyer. He makes a very good case here. You ready for this?
Okay.
He comes out of the courthouse steps after the hearing has gone on, and he says to the paparazzi, the media that's out there, the circumstances leading to Dina's arrest were largely impacted by ongoing daily stresses caused by you folks, the paparazzi, media attention, and distorted tabloid character profiles. So it's not Dina's fault that she drank like a moron and then got behind the wheel of a car. No, it's those of us in the media. We forced her to drink. We poured her into the seat of the car. We turned it on and sent her out into public.
Well,
golly.
We don't know.
How can we do that?
And I'm not saying that this is not her fault. She got behind the wheel after she got drunk. But we don't know the dealing with the paparazzi on a daily basis has to be so obnoxious. It has to be so annoying.
I feel so guilty. I maybe I should write her a letter. And maybe, you know, I should send her money. Because I obviously, part of the media, I'm
yeah,
partly
you're
to blame.
Not one of the, well, you are exploiting her now, so, but
of course I am. She's a tool. All right, so Halloween is right around the corner, and obviously we need to start thinking, along with pumpkin spice everything, who are the most creepy celebrities that we have in our world right now? And I found a list of 13, because 13 is scary.
13 creepy celebrities.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Lady Gaga, number 13.
Yeah, she's kind of creepy.
She is. Dina Lohan's number 12.
No, jeez.
She is. Miley Cyrus comes in at 11. Chris Angel, mind freak, comes in at 10. Did you ever see the movie with, you know, about the magicians?
The Prestige?
It? No, the amazing Burt Wonderstone.
Oh, no, haven't seen that one.
Jim Carrey plays a Chris Angel-like character.
Uh-huh. Well, Jim Carrey should be on this list. He's kind of creepy, isn't he?
He is kind of creepy. All right, number 9, Woody Allen. Woody Allen's creepy. Number 8, I think he's a great actor, but I'm going to have to agree, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, he can be creepy.
Mm-hmm. Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is creepy. Andy Dick.
Oh, Andy Dick is just bizarre.
He's a train wreck. Howard Stern, I agree. Very, very creepy. And the top 3, any guesses? Top 3 creepiest celebrities currently.
I don't know. Lay them on me.
Kim Jong-un's little buddy, Dennis Rodman. Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman.
Well, but why is he creepy anymore?
Really? I mean,
he's hardly in the news anymore.
Really?
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 Oh, you're still going to be talking about something that happened, what, 15 years ago?
Okay. And, of course, the number 1 creepiest celebrity, Marilyn Manson.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, got to give him that.
Just because he looks that way.
Speaking of creepy, who is the top-earning dead celebrity?
The top-earning dead celebrity is Elvis Presley.
No.
Michael Jackson, there you go. Okay.
Michael Jackson, sure. The creepiest dead celebrity out there. The top five, Bob Marley made $18 million last year. Elizabeth Taylor, $25 million. Charles Schulz of Peanuts fame, $37 million. Elvis Presley made $55 million to take the number 2 spot. Michael Jackson, $160 million.
And you wonder why the remains of the Jackson family are fighting over that estate.
Listen to this. Bruce Lee and Jenny Rivera both made $7 million last year. Bruce Lee!
I don't know who Jenny Rivera is.
Dr. Seuss and Steve McQueen made $9 million. Albert Einstein made $10 million
It's for the picture on the T-shirts.
I love it.
Jenny Rivera is on the list. I got to look her up. I don't know who that is.
All right, here's a quiz for you. Which tweet is real?
All right.
Padma Lakshmi? I don't know who that is.
She's one of the judges on one of those cooking shows.
Okay. Says... tweeted, got stopped by a guy outside of Whole Foods who said I looked like a humanitarian. No, I look like an idiot who spent $5 on juice. That was one tweet. The next one is by Anthony Bourdain. If you drove your Chevy to an effing levee, wouldn't you want it to be dry? Number three, Emeril Lagasse. I didn't want to say anything, but honestly, the whole time I was pretty sure it wasn't butter. And last, Paula Deen. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Which tweet is real?
The Emeril Lagasse tweet is real.
I didn't want to say anything, but honestly, the whole time I was pretty sure it wasn't butter.
Yeah.
No, it's Anthony Bourdain. Apparently, he was filming one of his shows at 11. He's like, listen, I don't know what these lyrics mean, but if you drove...
That, of course, the lyric from American Pie.
Yeah. And last but not least, apparently, P. Diddy, Combs, Sean, whatever the heck he's going by now, his empire is not enough. He doesn't want to just be in music and colognes and clothing and rental cars and whatever the heck else he's doing. Now, he wants to own an NFL football team. He says that he and Jay-Z are two of the most successful hip-hop businessmen ever, and now they are thinking of collaborating to get involved in sports. Jay-Z gave up a minor stake in the Brooklyn Nets.
Because he became an agent.
Yeah, and started his own sports agency, and now Diddy wants to become the first African-American majority owner of an NFL team.
Which team could it be? Which team is available for sale?
He doesn't say, but I mean, listen, how much did the Dolphins go for?
I don't remember.
It was like a billion, wasn't it?
I would allow.
The
team that might become available is the Cleveland Browns. Their owner is in some legal trouble for his other business. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's been indicted or is going to be indicted.
Whoopsie.
For some kind of fraud or some kind
Whoopsie.
Of. Well, you tax know, evasion or something.
A man's got to have a hobby,
uh-huh.
Don't you think? All right, there it is. That's your entertainment news. And now, a celebrity joke.
Okay, a guy goes into a bar, middle of the day with his dog. Bar's kind of empty. Bartender's down at the end of the bar with another couple customers. They walk in. Guy sits down on the bar stool. Dog hops up on the stool next to him. Bartender notices him, walks down. He says, what can I get for you? Guy says, I'd like a martini, please. Straight up, with a twist. He turns away, and he hears behind him, I'll have the same thing, please, with an olive. He turns back, and he looks. Guy and his dog, he says to the guy, wait a second, he says, the dog talks? Guy says, yeah, dog talks. And the dog says, dry, please. He says, okay. And he goes back and he builds a couple of martinis. He comes back and puts one in front of the guy, puts one in front of the dog. Guy picks it up, says, perfect. A couple of seconds later, the guy is on his way to the bathroom and passes the bartender. He says, look, do me a favor. He says, watch my dog, will you? I'll be right back. I'm just going to take a whiz. Watch my dog. He hasn't been on my side for 8 years. Okay? Promise? Yeah? Guy's coming back from the bathroom. He looks at it. Says, guy, where's my dog? He says, I asked you to watch my dog. Where's my dog? He says, hey, relax, man. It's no big deal. We were talking about who's going to pitch. I gave him 50 cents. He went out to get a newspaper. I says, oh, geez. He walks out the door, and there's his dog in the middle of the sidewalk, bent over this little sleazy French poodle that was hanging out, wailing on this little French poodle. And he walks up and he says to his dog, hey, hey. Dog looks up and he says, what are you doing? You've never done anything like this before. Dog looks up and says, never had any money before. Hey!
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.